I was born Anglican, baptized Anglican. And then my dad moved to an area where there was no Anglican. So we did join a Roman Catholic Church. So I was confirmed Roman Catholic. And I reached to stage whereby I used to act as an altar boy for the priests of the Roman Catholic Church. After I finished my elementary school, I went to join high school in the western part of the country in a town called Kigoma, beside Lake Tanganyika. And I remember being a freshman in high school as we were preparing for physics exam during midterm exam. One day as I was at the table reading the book of ordinary level physics, one person knocked at the door, and I attended at the door, and he introduced himself as the pastor of the Assemblies of God Church in Kigoma. I said, "Well, come on in." So he came in the house, and he asked me a very interesting question. He asked, "Barnabas, what are you doing here?" I said, "Well, I am reading a book preparing for a physics exam in the next day." And he said, "Well, Barnabas, you know what? You are reading a book which you are going to finish in your lifetime." And then he reached at his bag, he took the Bible out, and he said, "I want to introduce you to a book which you can read and read and read and read and never finish in your lifetime." I was so much intrigued. What kind of a book is that? And you know, we Roman Catholics were not exposed to the Bible. So he started sharing from the Bible about salvation, the message of salvation. And I said, "Well, Pastor, wait a minute. You know what? I am already born again. And I'm on my way to heaven." He said, "Why do you say so?" I said, "You know what? I was baptized first week after my birth, Anglican Church. I was confirmed Roman Catholic, and I am the altar boy. I partake all the church sacraments. Is there more than that?" Well, he asked me a question. He said, "Congratulations for what you have gone through, but do you still have a last of fresh? I mean, do you have last still? Do you still have some last in your life?" Oh, okay. I said, "Yes, I do. But you know what? I repent every Sunday." He said, "That's what is the difference between being a religious person and being saved. Once you get saved, Jesus will deliver you from the lust of flesh, and he will make you holy." I said, "Well, where is your church located, Pastor?" He said, he explained me where the church, his church was located in town. And I said, "Well, I'll visit your church next Sunday." So next Sunday, a As usual, I went for the first service at our beautiful Roman Catholic Church. And after I finished the first service, then I went to visit the Roman Catholic Church. And that day, the Assemblies of God Church, that day in the RRC Church, the bishop was the one who was ministering. And you know, in RRC, when bishop minister, is the priest who do the altar boy thing. And the bishop preached about the prodigal son. When I visited at the Assemblies of God Church, guess what? The message was the same about the prodigal son. But the interpretation was totally different. And the pastor preached that day as if somebody has told him about my life. Because he spoke everything, even some secret things about me. Yeah. And I was wondering who told him about me. But anyway, to cut the story short, I did not give my life to Jesus that day. I went back home, and there is a church elder of that church called Brother Kwayu. He started making follow-up unto me immediately. And through conversation with him, I gave my life unto Jesus. Hallelujah. As my Lord and Savior.
Amen. Amen.
And immediately, I joined Assemblies of God Church. And I've been the Assemblies of God Church ever since until now.
Amen.
So that's about my salvation.
Okay.
But I'm husband of one good wife called Glad Mary.
Glad Mary.
She keeps me glad and merry all the time. Well, she's my sweetheart. I love her dearly. And also, I'm a father of three children. The first child is called Joylene. She's in university now, freshman in university. And the second is Gladlin. She's in high school. And the third is Oceanic. So that's a little bit about me.
Tell us about your church. You pastor. You're a general superintendent.
Yes.
But you also pastor a church, local church. Tell us about that.
Well, before I answer this question,
you did that last time.
Bill, will you allow me to acknowledge very special people who are here?
You can acknowledge anyone you want. You're my senior.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm so humbled to be here and to be among you. In our midst, there are great men and women who have contributed and invested heavily upon my life and upon the Tanzania Church. We have Sister Sandra, has been our missionary in Tanzania, teaching one of our Bible schools. Sister Sandra, will you stand, please? And as Bill said, if I spell anything, any word wrongly, it's not my fault. I have my English teacher with me here, Sister Phyllis Wagner. Will you stand, please? She has been my professor in Nairobi. And I also have my friend and beloved principal for many years. He has been a missionary in Tanzania, but also a pioneer of a great school in East Africa called East Africa School of Theology, Professor Jerry Spain and Joy. Will you stand, please? If I will have time to preach, my message will be kind of historical in a way. So if I miss anything of history, then it's his fault. Upon completion my undergraduate studies at East, I started praying unto God as to what I have to do next. And the Lord guided me to go and pioneer a church in an impoverished area, with an area where about 70% of the population are Muslims, in Morogoro town in 1987. And since then, I've been pastoring the same church, and we thank God for great and wonderful things which the Lord has helped us to accomplish. Currently, we have about 1,600 members of our church, and the Lord has helped us to start some community development projects like health clinic, nursery school, credit union, and we are currently building a high school. We hope to start it next year. The major focus of our local church is church planting. So up to now, we have planted about 162 churches.
Wow.
And we have also started a church planting school at our campus, and about 85 students have graduated in the past 8 years, which the school has been in operation. So we give God all the glory.
Amen.
Because some do what? Plant the seed.
Some water.
And some waters.
And then?
Who causes the growth? Our Lord, my God.
Amen.
Yeah, he is worthy of all praise and adoration.
Amen.
And all the people said, amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me just ask one final question, and then I will sit down, and you can just speak a bit about this and any few other words that are on your heart. Tell us about a little bit about the church in Tanzania, how many churches you have now, how many you focus on seeing planted, a few of the visions of the church, maybe just highlight a few of those, and just give us any words of encouragement. Then I'm going to ask Brother Hubert, when he's finished, if he can just pray a prayer over this church in his language of Swahili, and then I believe you'll come, and we're going to pray for him a bit as well. But if you could just tell us a little bit about the National Church, your goals, your desires, where you're at now, and how you plan to get there. God bless you.
Before I answer, Bill.
Yes. Number three.
Can I ask you a question? How much time I got? 5 minutes or 2 minutes? Or
Another 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, great. I didn't answer that, you noticed. Brother Morris answered that.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Tanzania Assemblies of God Church was incepted back with a missionary from Assemblies of God Church here in America. The missionary by the name Paul Deer came in Tanzania back in 1927. But the church was officially registered in the country in 1939. So up to now, this year is our seventh year. Yes, seventh year in our existence as registered organization in Tanzania. And over 70 years, the Lord has done wonderful and marvelous things. And for it, we give him the glory.
Amen.
I was chosen last year to be the general superintendent of the church. And today marks my 1 year in the office. And after I was chosen, we did sit and discussed as what next. And after our thorough discussion, we decided to start seeking the face of the Lord so that we can have his mind as to where he wants the Tanzania Assemblies of God Church to go. So after 1 month and a half prayer, then we decided to, I believe the Lord spoke to us as to what actually he wants to happen in the country and how the Tanzania Assemblies of God Church can play its part in reaching our nation, the continent of Africa, for Christ. So we came up with what we call a 10-year strategic plan for the national church. And we took that plan to all levels of our church. It was consultative, it was participatory, at section level, at district level, and at presbytery level, at executive level. And after some amendment, it was adapted to be the roadmap for the Tanzania Assemblies of God Church for the next 10 years. And in that strategic plan, we have 10 focuses or key results areas, but we also have developed of 10, 7 important priorities which we cannot do without. And those priorities are as follows. Number one is on soul winning. Currently, Tanzania Assemblies of God Church have about 500,000 members. So we did set a goal that in the next 10 years, we want to win and increase our membership by 2 million new members. And I know it is possible, and it's happening already. The second goal is on church planting. Church planting. Currently, we have about 3 southern churches of TAG, and we did set the goal that in the next 10 years, we want to increase the number of churches, and so we are embarking in planting 10 southern new churches. Amen. 10 southern new churches. And the third goal is on ministers' development or pastoral recruitment and addition. Currently, we have about 2,600 pastors in the country, and we have a deficit of about 400 pastors. So we want to remove that deficit in the long run, but also recruit servant leaders empowered by the Holy Spirit to plant indigenous churches, who in turn will also plant indigenous churches. So we want to recruit 10 southern new ministers in our fellowship. That's 3 or 4? 3. The fourth goal we have set is to start church planting schools in the country and expand our existing Bible colleges. Currently, we have 5 Bible colleges. We had 4. We have started another one this year to make 5. And next year, we will be starting another Bible school. So to have 6 Bible schools in the country. So we can expand our enrollment capacity. Not only that, but we also want to plant, to start church planting schools all over the country. Each district should have at least 1 church planting school. So we can multiply as many leaders as possible quicker, who will go and plant stable churches. And as I speak right now, we have already, the 20 church planting schools have already started all over the country. And we are expecting about 600 of them to graduate this coming month. And all of them will go and plant churches. Our real goal is ultimately the church planting schools to produce at least 1,000 church planters each year. So we can plant at least 1,000 churches each year. Our fifth goal is to start community development projects, community outreach or community development projects. You see, Tanzania has the population of about 40 million people. And of 40 million people, religiously speaking, 38% of them are Muslims. 45% are Christians. And among Christians, among the 45 are Roman Catholics. And the remaining part is of what we call animist or tradition religious worshippers, ancestor worshippers. So you can envision that we as the body of Christ in Tanzania, we have a great challenge of reaching 38% Muslims, also reaching 35% Roman Catholics, and even the evangelicals, you know, the kind of evangelicals whom we have in Tanzania is nominal. So we have great task of reaching them also. So, but some of these groups are very resistant to the gospel. So we decided to start a community development project, which will act as a bridge of bringing them to us and opening the doors for us and to them. And we have proved this to be very successful strategy. At the church where I am pastoring, as I told you, I have some community development projects. And as a result, guess what? In our nursery school or preschool, we have about 200 kids there. And of 200, 70% of them are from Muslim families. Guess what? We teach them gospel songs. We teach them the word. And as a result, many children have come to the Lord. Many parents also have come to the Lord. In our health clinic, which operates 24 hours, all our doctors are born again. And 70% of people who come to be treated there are from who? Muslims. So when the doctor diagnoses and finds that this is a demon possession issue, they ask a sick person, do you want to be prayed for? And he said, yes. Then they refer those sick people to me at the church office. And we deliver them in Jesus' name. So we have over 30, you know, converts who have come as a result of hospital ministry. So we want to replicate them nationally. Not only that, but I believe the future of the church is with young people. So any church which wants to have a future has to invest heavily in young people. So, and we want to focus primarily in schools, in education. We want to start high schools in all the districts of our nation. for winning the young generation of our nation. Not only that, but also, I believe through these schools, some Josephs and some Daniel, will come up. And who knows, they can be the future presidents, prime ministers, and the cabinet ministers of the country. So it's a long-term strategy, not only of outreach, but also transforming our nation with kingdom principles. Yeah. And six is in our priority, in our strategy, is to send missionaries across the borders of our nation. You know, one of the weaknesses of African church is that we have been very good at reaching in our Jerusalem, in our Samaria, in our Judea, but we have been very weak in reaching the outermost part of the world. So we want to correct that. We have been existing in Tanzania as an AG for 70 years, and we have been able to send only 2 missionaries in 7 years. I think that is a sin. And we need to repent about that. And I do repent. Forgive us, O Lord. So now it's time that we rise up and maximize our potential for the glory of God and in the extension of his kingdom. So we have decided the next 10 years to at least send 10 missionaries in other countries. And we hope the first missionary will be going soon to Madagascar. And then we are envisioning of sending church planters across the globe, 50 of them, to plant Swahili-speaking congregation all over the world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I believe it's possible, and it can be done. Well, the last one, but not the least, is revival, renewal, and revitalization of our church. You see, the aging factor has been so much affecting our movement a lot. Churches of the Assemblies of God all over the world, which are 60 years old, 70 years old, there is this aging factor which has crept in. And you can see the coldness, the lukewarmness. So we doesn't want that to happen in Tanzania. So we have made a deliberate determination to seek the Lord until he comes down and shower his Holy Spirit afresh upon us. We want the fire of the Holy Spirit to keep burning in our church in Tanzania. So that's one of the goals which we have set. And realizing one of the strategies which we believe will help us the most in reaching our country is through media ministry. So we have a strategy in the next 10 years to have 5 radio stations. You know, Tanzania is very big. It's the size of Kenya, Uganda, Burundi, Rwanda, Malawi, and a part of Zambia put together. That's the size of Tanzania. So we're envisioning of starting 5 radio stations at about 2 years. In every 2 years, one radio has to be consecrated and be in the air. And we believe radio will be a wonderful tool of evangelism, of bringing people unto the Lord. We believe radio will be a wonderful tool for discipleship. We believe radio will be a wonderful tool of defending our faith, counteracting the false doctrines and the false teachings and the cults which are infiltrating our nation. We believe radio will be a wonderful tool of winning many Muslims unto the kingdom of God. And we believe, you know, Muslims, they shout 5 times a day. And with their oil money, you know, Arabic countries getting richer and richer, they are pouring a lot of billions in supporting Islamic cause in Africa. In Tanzania, mosques are being mushroomed, are mushrooming everywhere, you know, around the country. So they announce 5 times a day, we have purposed to start 24 hours radio stations. We will be shouting 24 hours a day. And guess what? We'll be victorious in the end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I have come here to meet with International Media Ministry. We already have a newspaper now circulating all over the country, and is doing a tremendous job. And we want to start, after we finish with the radio thing, want to go into TV and then into preaching through the internet. So the challenges are enormous. My plea to you is this. Please remember us in your prayers. The challenges are too huge, are too difficult. We cannot do all by ourselves. We need to partner with people like Pastor Morris, with people like Brother Billy Moore, and you, and you, and you. And together, we can win Tanzania for Christ. And together, we can win the globe unto Jesus Christ. For not by might or by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And Jesus said, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses into Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the world. We are committed to that mission and to the Great Commission. So please, anything you can do to help us, you are welcome. And please remember us in your prayers. God bless you. Amen. Let us raise on our feet. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. You are the King of our lives. You are mighty Savior. You are compassionate Savior. You are loving Savior. You are forgiving Savior. We love you, Jesus. We love you, our Master. Father, you have said in your word that pray and shall be given unto you. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Seek and you shall find. I thank you, Lord, for giving me this opportunity to share the burden of my heart and the vision of our nation to extend your kingdom for the glory of your name. Father, I commit your people unto you. You know that, Lord, they have sacrificed their lives in saving you in all the days of their lives. And now, Lord, they are here continuously serving you through prayer. I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, anoint them with your spirit. Empower them with your spirit. Energize them with your spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Open the doors of heaven and meet your people's need according to our riches in glory in Christ Jesus. I speak the word of healing upon those who are sick in Jesus' name. I speak the word of healing in Jesus' name to those who are sick. I rebuke you, the spirit of sickness. I rebuke you, the spirit of infirmity.
In Jesus' name, I command you, sickness, get out in Jesus' name. I command you, devil, to remove your hand upon the people of God, for you have no place in their lives. Oh, dear Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that, Lord, open the doors and the windows of heaven and supply your people's need in a special way. Stretch forth your hand right now and touch your people, Lord, according to their needs. In Jesus' mighty name, receive your breakthrough right now in Jesus' name. Receive your victory right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We give you glory, Jesus. We give you honor, Jesus. For you are worthy to be worshipped and to be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.